Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, how you feeling about Hillary Clinton and where she's headed with this whole server thing? That's really been the buzz in the backyard. People can't get enough of, is Hillary going down? Could this be the end of Hillary Clinton? And if it is, who in the world on the Democratic side of things is going to run? Who is, meaning who that's running is going to be able to make a dent the way Hillary Clinton has? And the answer is, you know what? She's like the unsinkable Molly Brown. Remember her from the Titanic? She didn't go down. So she has not sunk yet. Even though the conversation has turned a little sour. Donald Trump knows all about that. Sour conversation or not. He is surging, as they say, in Iowa in the CNN poll. And how about this? In that same poll, Ben Carson was second. So he had 22% in this poll. Ben Carson had 14%, to which I would say to you, if I were either one of them, I wouldn't be counting my chickens, because we do know the polls mean something. They could be bent in a certain direction, but how are the polls going to look 6, 7, 8 months from now when it really counts? Because we're still under a year, but still a long way to go before these primaries. Once we turn the calendar on 2016, then the press is really happening. Meaning everybody heads out who thinks they have a chance to every nook and cranny and place they can think, touch, feel, and try to influence for votes. Will Hillary Clinton be in that mix? Guarantee, if she continues to slip, if people are concerned about the email and is it going to be criminal and what about Benghazi, and she has this testimony that she's going to have to come up with on October 22nd, if for some reason she can't fend off the attacks, she doesn't have her giant Wonder Woman invisible shield, then maybe there's a fade. And this is all over classified material. And here's the thing, I was thinking about this classified material deal. What would the classified material top secret be? Would it be something about Benghazi? Would it be something about the Middle East, some other part of the Middle East, not related to the Benghazi attacks and the deaths of 4 Americans, including an ambassador? What was on that secret information? What was the classified information about? That may have a lot to do with what happens here. I'll tell you this. One other thing happens to Hillary Clinton, because she has this October thing that she's going to have to do. The thing is being on the Hill and getting grilled. If one other crazy deal smashes into her and catches up with her, I don't see how she sustains it. Remember, I still think she's Teflon, but it's starting to wear. It's like she left the pan on too long and now it's burning. And maybe that's arrogance or ego, or I'm not sure, because I still cannot wrap my mind around, why would you, if you're the Secretary of State, just not have the account? Here's your device, and that's it. Here's your State Department email. I don't want to carry around 2 different things. I want one source, so I decided it's going to be my own. What? crazy. So she could force herself out of it, depending on what happens with the investigation. And remember, once we get into the thick of it, it comes down to a handful of states and how those people feel. And the electoral votes, that matters. Pennsylvania, Ohio. You know, the whole thing used to be, so goes Ohio, so goes the election. So how would she fare in Ohio? And there's a movie coming out in the fall about Benghazi, and I think it's going to be a big hit. So that's going to have people drawn to that story even more, along with the fact that she's testifying. So perhaps it touches her a little bit. The flame gets a little bit closer than we've seen before. Here's something that happens, I think, that's a Bravo moment. And the Bravo moment for me today has to do with these F-16s and an attack from Turkey against ISIS. So while we apparently have this couple from Mississippi trying to hook up with ISIS, and they're caught and they're put in jail, and the New Jersey guy, he's trying to get to ISIS, they catch him, put him in jail. Thank goodness we have somebody fighting this group, this nefarious group, because you have these F-16 fighter jets that hit targets in northern Syria, Islamic State targets, in their first airstrikes from the Turkey air base since getting the permission to use it. So that was the idea. Boom, bang, we're closer. Six of them were part of the whole strike thing, which is great. Great. I mean, even drone flights were coming out of Turkey. So they're getting closer. Turkey says they want to have that safe zone in northern Syria. Now, we're not endorsing it, but we're pushing for other things to happen for Turkey, because we're joining forces, really, against this brutal, elusive snake, ISIS. So the drones, the F-16s, I think that's huge. Sadly, there'll be some conversation about this, a huge warehouse of fires, two explosions in China, where each hour the death toll seems to climb. You have 30-plus people who are critically injured fighting for their life. They say it felt like two mini earthquakes. You could feel how it rippled through. It's just a towering inferno. And that because of chemicals and other things, they've had to suspend some of where they're doing the firefighting for fear that the explosion, another explosion will happen. So now we're up to 44 people dead. So that was significantly jumped up in a city very close to Beijing, a city of 13 million people. And they got now 500 people, they say, being treated in hospitals. Wow. Stay with us. Put your feet up, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
And standing there with a gun in his hand, make your bet now, 'cause this could go on and on and on and on.
Once again, welcome back to America Tonight. You're going to love this. First of all, I like this study, what they're calling this study. Michelle Mitten is in our virtual green room. She's the director of Sindustry Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where we talk about, think about it, Sindustry is what comes to mind. Of course, we're talking about gambling and anything else that would fall into that category. But specifically here, we're talking about gambling. There is this push for the restoration of America's Wire Act, and it's been pushed in the Senate. Of course, they're on the break now, but trust me, this is on their radar. And it's being pushed by Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. And there's another backup that he's got, somebody else backing him up, and that is another presidential hopeful, and that's Senator Marco Rubio. Both are saying that the president has diminished the original intent of this Wire Act, which has been interpreted differently by both the Republicans, of course, and the Democrats. And what it affects is, and we've talked about this, it affects online gambling especially. And, you know, we've delved pretty deep on this show to the whole online gambling thing where everybody else in the world is making money on it. But in the U.S., can you imagine, if they wanted to even tax it, how much money could be made up with online gambling? But no, 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 no. But it goes much deeper than that. Michelle, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So explain why this is significant and why people should pay attention to this Wire Act and what happens here.
Well, there's quite a few reasons why people should care about this generally, whether or not you care about online gambling or gambling at all. But one of the aspects is the implications for federalism. So the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which says powers not granted to the federal government belong to the states and individuals. And so, you know, the Constitution definitely doesn't say anything about gambling. It definitely doesn't say anything about intrastate, you know, gambling that only happens within the state, online gambling, but you have federal lawmakers, mostly Republicans, who are trying to pass a law that would overturn the laws that are already in, that are already enacted in the states. Three states have online casino-style gambling, New Jersey, Nevada, and Delaware, and then many other states, I think 12 or 13, have online lottery sales. And if this Restoration of America's Wire Act, or RAWA for short is what we call it, if that passes, it would essentially prohibit states from continuing operating these online gambling and drawing the huge amounts of revenue that they take from it. And, you know, there's the constitutional implications. There's also, the way the bill's written, there's a very dangerous implication for internet freedom. It basically says that the bill itself considers any online transaction to be interstate commerce. So if it passes, you know, now what we're saying is that any online transaction is open to federal interference, which I find personally distressing. And we don't really know, you know, if we're talking about the presidential election, we don't really know where a lot of these candidates stand on the 10th Amendment, really. They kind of go back and forth depending on what the issue is. So
right.
Personally, I would really like to see the candidates, you know, besides the one who have already endorsed this bill, talk about this and its implications for, you know, wider regulatory stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's really, as Michelle's saying, it's about the regulatory powers and what that could possibly mean, especially if it were to go through and it goes right under our noses and people don't pay attention to it. And I thought it was interesting that Sheldon Adelson, who owns a Las Vegas casino and is, you know, got mega bucks and obviously some sway because he's a huge contributor to the Republican Party, is saying how immoral it is and we have to do whatever it takes to ban online gambling. And of course, because, you know, he owns casinos, he's a casino guy, so how odd. Of course he's trying to kill online competition. And I think, Michelle, if you dig even deeper, and you know this, there probably be others who have ties and interests that are in the opposite direction, of course, so that's why they would support it, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say whenever there's a member of an industry demanding regulation on his industry, you've got a bootlegger and Baptist situation on your hands. You've got someone who's trying to use the government to gain some kind of a competitive advantage in their industry. And that's what we have here. It's not a secret. It's not speculation. Sheldon Adelson's lobbyist wrote the original draft of the bill. His name, you know, when it was passed around, the electronic version was passed around the Hill. His lobbyist name was in the author data section. So it's not, this isn't just pure speculation. And we have lawmakers who've never seemed to care about gambling at all or online gambling specifically suddenly taking very strong interest in this issue. So there's reason to speculate that what they are doing is trying to curry favor from a mega donor for the GOP.
Yeah, no question about it. So what do you do, obviously, when you do shows like this one and you get quoted in newspapers and in other media? Mm-hmm. That helps because that raises... I guess that, you know, certainly people listening to us, it raises their antenna so that they can go to their particular representative and say, listen, what are you doing? We're totally against this. You start like a phone tree or whatever. But what do you do besides that to get people to pay attention to, you know, defending really our rights, our liberties?
Well, yeah, like I do tons of writing and tons of speaking, and I have to really hand it to fellow libertarian organizations here in D.C., libertarian and conservative organizations who've really taken up this issue as well and sort of put out the call saying this is not just about online gambling. We really need to, and I think this was successfully done last session of Congress, where it was made very clear that they would not be able to slip this under the radar, that people were going to pay attention and notice if they tried to do it, and it wasn't going to be something that they could, you know, it's not a favor that they could quietly do for a donor and move on, that they would be called to task for supposedly holding certain principles and then throwing them under the bus when it's convenient.
Yeah. Besides this is obviously big, but what else is going on at the Competitive Enterprise Institute? What else is on the horizon for you?
Well, the other issues that I work on are food issues and alcohol. And you know, food is the new it's the Wild West. You know, it's trying to be colonized by the nanny state, we call it. Just people who are trying to save us from ourselves, from our terrible choices. So they want to nudge us, tax us, ban things. You know, in the same vein of online gambling, they say that they want to help protect us. Really what they do want to do is make us live a life that they think is good, and by infringing on our ability to make choices that may or may not be good for us, but they're our choices. They should be anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Okay, Michelle Minton, you can tweet her at Michelle Minton. That's how you can get a hold of her, obviously, and we'll see where this all goes. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so just to explain that even more, as I was saying at the beginning with Michelle, because of this decision by the administration, virtually any cell phone or computer, if you think about it, could become a video poker machine, is what Lindsey Graham is saying. And he's saying it's time for a rewrite of this federal law, that it needs to happen and needs to be signed into law, not done administratively. Marco Rubio has voiced objection to the gambling morality, and he's said expanded gambling presents many challenges, especially on the Internet, where safeguards to protect people from fraud and addiction are harder to enforce. So what Minton is saying is, yeah, you're deciding what is right for us and what isn't, and she has a point. And the issue of gambling in general becomes such a war, but I think the scary thing is, and I agree with her, you do not want, and you know, again, you do not want more regulation because of what ultimately that could reach into and touch when it comes to, especially when it comes to the Internet. Let states decide what they want to do, and instead of taking this up federally and pushing this through under RAWA would be, I think, just disastrous. And it is on the radar, and it is one of those things that could easily just go right under our noses. And because of who we discussed, it's like Sheldon Adelson has a ton of money, and this certainly would be one of the areas that he doesn't want to see this expand because he's protecting his own interests. So why would does he want the online competition? Of course he wouldn't. He's a business guy. But clearly, I think that whoever the lawmakers are, they have to respect what the state wants. And there are only two states that don't allow gambling, and that's Hawaii and Utah. Wow. All right, stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
Here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Of We Can Count. Yep, it's all about the numbers, and boy, there are tons of them, especially this one. Senator Chuck Schumer is the only Democrat, just so you know, to publicly oppose the Iran deal. However, he has friends in high places, and there are others, I think, that are thinking of opposing that, which would spell trouble for Obama. They're not being as vocal as Schumer. So 18 Democratic senators support the deal. So it's an uphill climb to reverse what's going on here. And just to refresh your mind, legislation was passed earlier this year that Congress has 60 days, so that would be September 17th, to vote on the deal which would put limits on Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting the sanctions. Congress is expected to come up with this resolution of disapproval in September, and there are, like Chuck Schumer, very vocal, Democrats who oppose it. The president would veto any legislation that kills the deal. That threat means two-thirds of anybody on the Hill, lawmakers, are needed to stop it. If all Senate Republicans oppose the deal, then they would need 13 Democrats to override a veto, right? So there's a lot of lobbying going on, even in the off time. So you have plenty of Democrats who are saying yes, like Bernie Sanders, like Elizabeth Warren, this is the Senate, like Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, and the list goes on. And there are plenty of Democrats that are leaning, I'm definite as Schumer is a no, but that are leaning toward no, and that includes, with undecided, Ben Cardin, the senator from Maryland, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey. So they haven't said for sure, but it's not a definite that what direction they're leaning on. And even includes Senator Mark Warner, who's looking at the deal from Virginia and has said, you know, he's looking at every detail. And, of course, Republicans, Senate-wise, there's plenty of Republicans from Mitch McConnell on down that are saying, you know, no way, the usual suspects. So watching this is going to be interesting. There are a couple of Republicans who are unclear, but it's just like two, like Jeff Flake from Arizona. And he's not even a definite in any direction either. So watch this closely, because with the numbers do matter here. 60 days, September 17th. We'll see how this all plays out. Again, it's going to be intriguing to watch, because there's a lot of lobbying going on in what we would call the off time in Washington, D.C. An end of a suspension. It seems like he's been gone forever, doesn't it? It just goes to show you how fast time moves. But the whole Brian Williams thing, the former NBC Nightly News anchor and managing editor, remember he was suspended without pay after he admitted in February that a story he recounted several times about an RPG hitting the helicopter he was in Iraq was false. So now he's in a new spot at MSNBC. He is a breaking news anchor. That's what he's going to start as, apparently, that he's going to rejoin them in September. They don't have a firm date. You know, they're just kind of dumping him there. And I guess it depends on how people, you know, if people start to watch him, who knows, maybe they would, I don't think they move him at all back to NBC, because Lester Holt has that job, they're not putting him back in it, but wow, what a huge fall. A year ago, he was the most watched anchor in America, was still drawing pretty decent ratings, probably could have done whatever he wanted with NBC, except for exaggerate and spin a story that he was part of. And especially when it comes to the military, because they obviously knew what was going on there. I mean, you know, they're going to say, no, I was in that helicopter. What are you talking about? But that's old news. The news is that the suspension is done and he's coming back. This is sad news. The National Transportation Safety Board, and I was back east when this happened. It was terrible with the accident on the New Jersey Turnpike that Morgan was involved in. It was a tractor trailer and a semi trailer. They were going about 65 miles an hour in a 45 mile work zone in New Jersey. And so the driver was going too fast and didn't react very fast. And the truck smashed the rear of a limo van at about 53 miles an hour, give or take. And it started a chain reaction crash. And 21 people were affected in six cars, including Tracy Morgan, who hasn't really made very many public appearances since the crash. So there's been a whole giant discussion about truck drivers and overnight scheduling of these routes, because the National Transportation Safety Board is blaming a crash where Morgan was severely injured on excessive speed and driver fatigue. What they're saying is that the truck driver hadn't slept in 28 hours, something like that. There's an attempt to roll back the federal requirements that drivers take time off on two consecutive nights between the hours of 1 and 5 a.m. as part of a rule that drivers wait at least 34 hours before a new shift, which I think would be good because this is terrible. The driver of that truck, Kevin Roper, is charged with a death by auto and four counts of assault by auto after he told the cops he was awake for 24 hours at the time of the crash. They say it's really 28, but regardless, it was too long of a period, and look what happened. Terrible, horrific thing. Certainly, to the families of those that were severely injured, and one of his really good friends was also killed, probably very unaware, sitting in the back of a limo, and was a sitting duck once something that size smashes into you. And then immediately the dive was, or the take was, ugh, we know what this is. This is speed, and this is probably fatigue, and sure enough, it was. All right, shocking news. I think that a lot of people are certainly still talking about, and this just really happened a few days ago. The story of this young Mississippi couple that planned to honeymoon to join ISIS. Can you imagine? we feel so pulled by how wonderful ISIS is that we're going to hook up with them in Syria. We're going to find a way to do that. Boy, that is shocking. And it happens with news of this beheading of another captive being beheaded. So the what it is that this couple, they're facing terrorism charges, that they were flying from Mississippi to Europe, then traveling to Syria and joining ISIS, is how it goes. 21-year-old Jalen Young and 22-year-old Mohammed Dukahala are facing the federal charges after they were arrested at a regional airport in Columbus, Mississippi, over the weekend. And the exact charge is one we've heard before. They're accused of conspiring and attempting to provide material support and resources to ISIS. So the attorney that's representing Young is not commenting, but there was a hearing on Tuesday. Not good. The idea was that it's unraveling the scheme of what they had planned to do. They were going to travel to Syria together. Their wedding took place in June, and the cover story was going to be that they're flying to Europe on their honeymoon, so they were trying to avoid suspicion. We won't be flying to Istanbul. We'll fly to a different country and take a bus, is then how it happened. The FBI was on to them, and this whole thing unraveled on them. So because of that, and part of this is because of what they said, what they were saying in emails and whatnot, Young especially raised the red flag because he was praising the July 16th attacks at the military centers in Chattanooga, where four Marines and a sailor, if you remember, horrifically were killed, and said the number of supporters are growing and all of that. The bottom line is they nailed them, and now that's it. You know, they're going to be prosecuted, and they're in custody at such young ages. They went to Mississippi State. Wow. Crazy. And I think looking at them, people, and they knew that it was a good cover, the whole honeymoon thing, people wouldn't have suspected that they were going to hook up with ISIS, this couple. They don't, if you looked at the pictures, they look like any other kids with a whole future in front of them. Now they do have a future in prison, because I can't imagine they're going to be able to nail them with everything that they've uncovered. And it's, to me, again, so unbelievable when you see what ISIS has done that you'd want to go and do that. You want to go and be a part of that. All right, how about this shocking news? Jets quarterback Geno Smith, here we are very close to the regular season, is out 6 to 10 weeks after being sucker punched in the locker room, because we're in the middle of training camp and a teammate went after him. So it's just silly. He got cold cocked, and the bottom line is he has a broken jaw, fractured jaw. He's got to have surgery. So now they've got to deal with this. They might have to deal with this internally, but being punched in the face. But the other part of it is that they have to deal with who are they going to have that they're going to, I mean, now they're going to have to go to their backup quarterbacks, because Geno Smith is not going to be able to play for we don't know how long. And whether it's, especially if it's on the 10-week scale, not good. It's because this is, again, with the regular season right around the corner. And they released the linebacker, M. Kimpali, who was the person responsible for the punch. And apparently it's not his first time getting in trouble with this kind of thing, but it doesn't matter. He was the sixth-round pick in 2014. He was a reserve linebacker, and he sucker-punches the quarterback, who was looking pretty good in preseason action, if you will. And he's slated to be the starter, but, boy, he's not going to play during the preseason, I can tell you that. All right, that's it for We Can Count.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Wow, time flies. So are we really at the tail end of this hour? Are ready for America Tonight? We are. Woo! Crazy how fast it flies, isn't it? So looking back at a couple of things, as we re-rack here, what the buzz is in the backyard, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but it's the same thing about, whoa, what's going to happen with Hillary? Because we keep hearing about the same things, emails, email, server, 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 server. And now finally they've got all of that, meaning the Department of Justice does. The 22nd of October is a big deal because that's when Hillary gets grilled on the Hill. And what's going to come out of this classified information? I mean, listen, politics aside, I don't care what label you slap on yourself. Libertarian, independent, Republican, conservative, Tea Party, whatever the label is. There is no doubt. If classified information is exposed and we're prosecuting other people, how can they not take a chunk out of Hillary? Eventually, that film that layer of protection starts to wear thin. And, you know, maybe the jig is up. I didn't really think that before, but I'll tell you, one more step in an awkward direction and it definitely is up. The Clinton campaign cannot afford the boat to rock in any other direction, let me tell you. The death toll now 44 in these two explosions that rolled through a Chinese city outside of Beijing, and the numbers just keep climbing. There are more and more people that are coming into the hospitals, over 500, 44 people confirmed dead. That could be end up being higher, hopefully not, but 44 is the number now. And the cause and all of that, they're trying to figure it out. Huge fireballs slamming across the night sky. Smoke everywhere. Firefighters in danger. They had to pull them out at one point because they can't risk having them crawl around all this stuff that can explode. Meaning when I say stuff, which is such a bad word, isn't it? Stuff because it can mean anything, but chemicals and highly flammable things that are not good for anybody trying to put out a fire, that's for sure. And while we're on it, the quicksand of the Middle East has yet something new to report when you talk about explosions. A truck chock full of explosives was detonated in a vegetable market. Is that not the familiar theme in the Middle East, especially in Baghdad? I mean, how many of those kind of bombs have they had over the years? 36 people, at least, dead. 75 people wounded. I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse in Baghdad. How sad is that when you think of what happened in Baghdad and how many years we were there, a decade, and then to see it be in this kind of a position is awful, where maybe every third week or so, innocent people are killed. There was a suicide car bomb 40 miles north of Baghdad earlier in the week, and that killed 30 people. So you can see that a lot of the people in Baghdad are just trying to get out because this is what they have to live under. It's what they have to live with. And when you have children and families, older people, younger people, every day you're living under this threat of, geez, if I go to the market today, you know, it was just last week when there was another truck that exploded. That's no way to live. It's no way to live. Every time I see that, that's exactly what I think of. I think, boy, if you have a family, any kind of family too, by the way, you don't just have to have children, but any kind of family, this has to be a scary, scary situation. And this is your home, the place you want to be, your family, your roots. So it's not like you want to flee where you're from and where you're comfortable. But when it's that dangerous, those are the kind of decisions that are being made. And this is why ISIS is that much more influential and dangerous. Because then you have younger men who are disenfranchised, of course, and they're easy to pick them off and get them to buy into it. Unfortunately. Because they have nowhere to go. They have nothing to look forward to, and this means easy pickings for that ideology that continues to affect young people. I mean, even people who seemingly would have it good in the United States finding ways to sneak into the Middle East and then find themselves among ISIS, which is unbelievable to me. It's hard to fathom that you would feel so removed from your country that, boy, could I just go over there and be part of that. And then there was this other thing that happened as I was just reminded. I was flipping through a movie channel, and Shawshank Redemption to me is such a great movie. But lately, haven't we seen a lot of things happening in prisons? There was an inmate that was killed in this California prison riot, and it apparently started as a fight and ended up in a full-blown riot. Five of them hospitalized, stab wounds. This is a maximum security prison, the California State Prison in Sacramento. 100 inmates involved in this. 100 inmates. And you know, it's interesting that the guy that was killed, his name was Hugo Pinella, 71 years old, and he was part of this group known as the San Quentin Six for what their role was in 1971 for a prison escape, which caused, you know, and now here he was killed in the fighting. He was sentenced to life with parole three times. For killing a corrections officer once was one of them. Other violent assaults and assaulting two corrections officers during an escape attempt at San Quentin. And the California State Prison in Sacramento is in Folsom. Right there with the Folsom State Prison. Maximum security. You know, in my career, I've been to three prisons. Lompoc was one of them. It drives me crazy on the movies when they call it Lompoc. But anyway, they have it kind of in that area, all three. A country clubbish type of prison where Wall Streeter Ivan Boesky was. They have a really medium facility where the inmates have cowboy rodeos and stuff. And then a serious maximum security prison. And going in all three of those places, I can't imagine living in any of those places. But how frightening to think of the guards, the system, and how we're seeing these escapes with help from people inside the prison, or we see a full-blown riot because nobody cares, so they just blow it out. If they add on to their sentence or they already have a life sentence, they don't care. And our prison systems are just a mess. That's a future subject for a series on prisons coming up in the next couple of months here on America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks so much, as always. You rock, Nathan Reeder. And so does this audience. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.